We saw your Big Belly production this past Wednesday night. Of course, it was a rerun Jubal. Some fight you had in there.
Yeah, it gets to be pretty rough in those saloons.
Get any scars?
No, he Barkley, he gets in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he does, poor young fella. He's always getting in trouble. Manages to get out. He's got two hot, well, at least one hot-tempered brother there. And he gives you a lot of trouble sometimes, doesn't he?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
We're very pleased, though, that Barbara Stanwyck won the Emmy Award last week for, well, I guess it was Monday of this past week, for the Outstanding Dramatic Actress in a Series, which will help our show quite a bit. Our competition won a lot of Emmys, Dick Van Dyke and Bob Hope, which makes our show look that much better. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we are changing to a new night come about the first or second week in July. We're moving to Monday night at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock on Monday night on ABC. Let's put that in there.
Right. I want to take a minute of your time, John. I really appreciate the city of Middlesbrough for declaring today as Lee Majors Day. And there's several people I know involved that made it possible. Of course, the mayor, Chester Wolfe, and I guess the people on the council and the higher-ups in the city government. But one man who I'd like to pay a small tribute to, who passed away 1 week ago, Pasco Costanza Jr., who really got this thing organized and was responsible for it. And that is one reason that I am here today.
Well, he was a wonderful person. We're certainly going to miss Pasco, and he was a wonderful person to have in our community, for the entire area. You just can't say enough about a fellow like that, and we certainly will miss Pasco too. Well, Ali, tonight is the big night at Pineville for the crowning of the princess, and I know that you're going to have a wonderful time over there tonight, and a lot of the Big Daddy fans will be wanting to come around and talk to you, I'm sure of that, and I'm sure that you're going to have a big time with some of your old cronies there, Paul Braden and Chalk Stapleton and some of the others.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to comment on while we've got you before this microphone?
No, that's about it. I just thank the people in Middlesbrough again, and also thank them for the nice hospitality I received, and also Patty Chandler received when we were here.
Well, I got some good pictures of you and Patty last time. When you were in this last time.
Good. We went from here to the Derby, and of course that was a thrill. And then I go from here to Indianapolis to the 500-mile race on Monday.
Is that right? Well, that's going to be something to see.
Sure is. I've seen it. I saw it one time when I was in school at Indiana, but not as a celebrity, would say.
But you're going back to really enjoy that. Meet some of your friends from down that section of country. Well, Lee, we're certainly glad you could drop by. I know that you're crowded today. And with your crown of the queen, of the princess, rather, tonight, and a lot of other activities that you'll probably be participating in over there. And so we're going to say again that we'll be looking forward to seeing this new series of Big Valley coming up on ABC in September. Monday nights, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Monday nights.
Monday nights.
But I want to thank you and Tom for the nice publicity that you've given the show and to me. And so it makes it a pleasure to come back and to talk to you each time I come back.
Oh, we're certainly glad.
Thank you again.
We're certainly glad to have you, and you get back out there. You give our regards to Patty.
We'll do.
All right. Okay, we've been talking to Lee Majors.